Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination.
If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners. Peter here. Waiting. A seemingly simple activity, unless the thing you're waiting for happens to be fun, or exciting, or an amazing trip to a theme park that you've been dreaming of all year. Could the pain of waiting possibly get any worse than that? Well, according to today's story, the answer is yes. Yes, it can. Here are the authors to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Oscar, and I'm 9 years old.
And I'm Miles, and I'm 6 years old.
And we live in Colorado.
This is our story.
The trip you never get to go on.
Oscar, Miles, time to get in the car.
Oh, boy, Mom! Does that mean it's time for our family trip to Funtown?
You betcha, Oscar. So hop in the car and buckle up, please.
Yes! I'm gonna do the bumper boats. What about you, Miles?
I'm gonna do the ropes course until I can't feel my hands.
I'm gonna eat pizza until I'm in physical pain. And then I'm gonna do go-karts!
Yeah! But, Oscar, what about Dad?
Oh, he's so forgetful!
Boys, be nice. I'm sure your father's forgetfulness won't get in the way of our trip.
Ooh, what trip?
Dad! Did you seriously forget that we're going on a trip to Funtown?
Me? Forget?
Of course I didn't forget that we're going to Funtown.
For you.
Are you all packed for the trip I definitely remembered we're taking today?
Oh, yeah.
I was born packed.
Good. Everybody, let's get in the car.
We're already in the car.
That's the spirit. Now I'll get in the car and turn the car on. Uh-oh.
What is it?
I forgot my keys.
Come on, Dad.
I knew this would happen.
I thought I had them right here in my hand, but this is a banana.
You can't turn a car on with a banana, dear.
I know. I'll just run in and get my keys. Won't take a minute.
Of course Dad forgot his keys.
Ugh, we're gonna be late to Funtown.
It'll be all right, boys. I'm sure he'll be right back. Ah, see? Here he is.
I'm back. Got the keys. I'll just get in the car and turn the car on. Yeah! Dang it!
What is it now?
I forgot my wallet. This is a mango.
You can't pay for Funtown with a mango, dear, even if they're in season.
Stop forgetting stuff, Dad.
We're losing precious time to play at Funtown.
No worries, boys. I'll just run in and get my wallet. Won't take a minute.
This is ridiculous.
Agreed.
Boys, be patient. I'm sure he'll be right back. Oh, look, there he is.
Wait, is Dad mowing the lawn?
Dad, what are you doing?
What's that, Oscar? I can't hear you. I'm mowing the lawn.
Then turn the lawnmower off.
Hold on. Let me turn the lawnmower off.
Oh, that's better. What were you saying?
I was asking, what are you doing? Because you're mowing the lawn when you're supposed to be getting your wallet so we can go to Funtown.
Aw, dang it. Sorry, son. Forgot. Let me just put the lawnmower away and check for my wallet. Oops. It was in my back pocket the whole time. Silly me.
Ugh. I can feel my youth slipping away.
Okay, got my keys, got my wallet. I'll just get in the car and turn the car on. Touch my wallet as a reminder it's there. And finally, right here in my hand, I have my phone. Uh-oh.
Oh, no, Dad.
I forgot my phone, too. This is a dragon fruit.
Where are you even getting all these fruits?
That's on me. I went a little overboard at the farmer's market last week. Honestly, you boys could take a lesson from your father on adding more fresh produce to your diet.
Right now, Mom.
I'm just saying.
All right, everyone, enough fruit discourse. Let me get that phone. BRB.
We're never gonna make it to Funtown.
Now, Oscar, I'm sure your father will be back in just a moment and we'll be on our way.
Do you really believe that, Mom?
No.
I'm back. I'll just get in the car. Got my keys, got my wallet, and I've got my phone. Open road, here we come. Ah, the aforementioned open road. I can't wait to get to Suntown.
Funtown!
Right. Funtown. Going forward, there's no way I'm going to forget a single solitary...
Dad! You left the hatch open! All our stuff is flying out the back!
Oh, no! Everybody get out and pick the stuff up!
Hey! You're blocking the road!
Don't mind us. We're just picking up our stuff that flew out of the hatch and we'll be on our way.
Oh. Been there, my good dad.
Got the phone.
Got the keys.
I have the wallet.
And I've got this perfect peach. Yum. Cheryl, you really know how to pick the fruit. Everybody, back in the car. It's time to get to Runtown.
Funtown!
Funtown!
Why would anyone even make a place called Runtown?
I'd go there.
Yes, you would. For real this time, the open road. Is there anything better than driving with your loving family?
Stephen, are you absolutely sure there isn't anything else you're forgetting?
No, I'm good. Well, actually, there is one thing.
What is it?
I forgot how to drive.
What?
Ah!
Press the brakes!
What is happening?
I have the steering wheel! Press the brakes!
How did I get here?
Dad, listen to Mom! Press the brakes!
We're stuck. Everyone okay?
Stephen, how did you forget how to drive?
I don't know. I just started thinking about it too hard, you know? Like when you say a word too many times and it loses its meaning?
Get in the passenger seat.
Good idea. Isn't this fun, kids? Woo! We're on our way to Funtown!
No, Dad!
It's Funtown!
Right, Funtown. What did I say?
I have an idea. Let's all stop talking until we finally get to Funtown.
Good idea. Let's go!
Mom, Dad, are we almost there? We've been driving forever.
Oh, Oscar.
Yes! We're here!
We actually did it? Miles, wake up!
Huh? We actually made it to Funtown?
Boys, I want you to know how much I appreciate your patience with me today. I know I can be a little forgetful.
It's okay, Dad.
We all forget stuff sometimes.
We love you.
I love you too. Let's go buy our fun cards! Excuse me, are you the manager?
Yes.
I'd like 4 fun cards, please.
Absolutely.
Hooray!
Not.
Huh?
Sir, it's 12 midnight. We're closed.
Hmm. Oh well, sorry, no Fun Town, boys. Let's make the trip back home.
Steven, where did the car go?
I forget.
Oh no.
The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your stories. We'll read them all.
We
Our first story comes to us from an 8-year-old from Texas named Holden. And Holden's story is called The Little Donut. Now, we all know what it's like to want to fit in. And it's no different with the main character in Holden's story, a little donut. Holden's story is great. It's about a little donut who's scared to go to their first day of school. And I think we can all relate to this one because everyone wants to fit in. Finding your identity is good. It's good to be yourself. And if you struggle to figure that out, well, you can always do what the little donut does in Holden's story, which is invent a limo that can fit the entire school. To find out what that means, you'll have to read the story. Incredible job, Holden! Our next story comes to us from a 10-year-old from New York named Lena. Now, have you ever eaten something gross? Maybe a smoothie? And did you make that smoothie? And if you did you make it disgusting on purpose? If so, did you ever imagine taking that disgusting smoothie on TV to compete in an epic disgusting smoothie game show? Well, guess what? Lena has. And she wrote all about it in this incredible story called Epic Smoothie Challenge. Incredible, wild stuff, Lena. Our next story comes from a 5-year-old from Arizona named Cameron, and Cameron's story is called The Disappearing Raccoon. Now, if you're a fan of raccoons and or detectives, then there's plenty for you to like in this next story. A detective is charged with finding a single raccoon, and after he goes to Trash Island and discovers 21,000 raccoons, well, the only thing he can do is call in 21,000 detectives. Detectives of all sorts, including Professor Detective, Detective Renee, her son, Detective Invisible, and Detective Grandma. Those are only a few of many more detectives. Incredible job, Cameron. Our final story is from a 9-year-old from the United Kingdom named Anya, and Anya's story is called I'm a Mime. Now, Anya's story unpacks a very serious subject that doesn't get talked about enough in our society, if you ask me. The issue of when people can't tell the difference between kids who are just quiet and kids who are actually mimes. Anya's story is a cautionary tale about not judging a mime book by its mime cover. Great job, Anya. To read Anya's story and all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kid stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Oscar and Miles, today's authors. Until next time, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. The Trip You Never Get to Go On was adapted by Alexis Simpson, with performances by Sarah Morgan Ashy, Ryan Chittapong, Dan Leahy, Megan O'Neill, Peter McNerney, Julia Schroeder, and Harry Wood.
Wow, what a great story. The kids in that story, they had a real tough time being patient, which I understand. When I was younger, I was a little impatient too. But fortunately, I'm an adult now, so I'm very patient, and I can wait for almost anything. Yeah. You know, like the end of this episode, I can wait patiently for that to happen. See, watch, I will show you. Watch me waiting patiently. Boy, what's taking it so long, right? Shouldn't the episode just end? Isn't it over? There's nothing left to do. So I'll just wait. Yeah, well, it's okay. Just wait for it. It'll end any second now. Okay. Okay, it's not ending. It's just end episode. Just stop. Somebody hit stop recording. Come on, I got snacks to eat. Back in my room, I've got snacks. I said, Peter, you can't eat these snacks until the episode is over. But the episode's not over. And why isn't it? Just end it. I'm being patient. I'm very patient. Ah! I'm so sorry. I'm overreacting a little bit. It's fine. I'll just wait for the episode to end any second now. Just end it, please! I gotta get out of here! I got a bag of chips next to some carrot sticks, next to some hummus, next to a full watermelon that is actually ceramic and not edible, but it sets the mood for snacks when I eat my snacks. One time I did try to eat it, and I hurt my teeth because I forgot it was ceramic and not a real watermelon. That's not relevant to what's going on. I just want to eat the snacks, and I don't have patience. Let the episode end. Please let it end. When is it gonna end? Why? I'm so sorry. I might be overreacting here, but I just want this episode to end!